Chris Kleiman here to stay in the Little Apple. This is another edition of the Purple Project Podcast. All things K-State. Eddie Greer, host of this K-State podcast. Yeah, that other K-State podcast, we cover all things K-State. Big news went down this afternoon. I'm recording this night of May 15th, 2023. Chris Kleiman, I know there's been, prior to this deal going down, a lot of rumblings with him from other people that we're not going to mention. But it's official now. Chris Kleiman staying put here at Kansas State. Here, huge contract for him. Gene Taylor announced today, head coach, course of the Big 12 champions from this past year, K-State Wildcats, Chris Kleiman signed a new 8-year deal, which will see him through K-State program if he stays. Of course, guy has to throw that in there just in case. But this contract has him here in Little Apple, Manhattan, Kansas, through the 2030 season. There, Kleiman, of course, will be entering his fifth year in Manhattan here. When we get around to the fall of 2023, in a couple months, we'll be paid an average base salary of $5.5 million throughout the life of the contract. Oh, baby. That is, I've seen some crazy numbers when it comes to money and all that other stuff, but that is some cha-ching in the bank, especially when you have built rebuilt the culture of this football team. It's obviously Manhattan, Kansas, college town. We love our football here in Manhattan, Kansas, the number one sport, obviously, in the city. And we got the reward. We got to see a huge reward there when K-State knocked off TCU, got revenge in the Big 12 championship. In a press release here, I have a couple comments here for y'all. If y'all have missed it today or been busy, been too tied up at your respective work. Quote, this is from Gene Taylor here. Quote, Chris has done an unbelievable job building a program in 4 years that not only has won a Big 12 championship, but more importantly, one that players have taken great pride in and helped sustain a championship culture. Gene Taylor, the athletic director here at K-State, said, and he continues on, quote, he is a tremendous fit for Kansas State in Manhattan, and we want to continue to ride that momentum that he and his staff have fostered. We are excited that Chris will be a leader of our football program for many years to come. End quote there as well. Holy smokes. And yes, momentum. Woo! It's been thrown around for good reason, especially on this podcast for sure. Obviously, we had Chris Kleiman leading the pack with what he did. Jerome Tang blasted on the scene here in Manhattan, Kansas, and leading his team, the basketball team, anyways, to an Elite Eight, nearly reaching the Final Four. We had the men's golf team doing work. They begin their regionals today. They begun regionals today, if I'm mistaken. Yeah, so they begun their regionals today. Their quest to get to the national championship meet. Grant Roberts on that end. Women's basketball, they have really taken off with the moves in the offseason, particularly in the offseason, and how the anticipation of that roster is shaping up for next season. I can go on and on there as well. Momentum is riding high. Hitting a little Manhattan, Kansas here, and just what you think, right? The Chris Kleiman, right? It's been stated on this podcast between myself and Alex Ng that, look, we didn't know what to think when Chris Kleiman was hired here. Like, who the hell is this guy? I can only think back to when he was first hired here. I remember it pretty good. Because I'm like, what? This is not a sexy pick here. We had, obviously, the name that was thrown around, two names thrown around, Seth Luttrell, who's now fired, and you have Neil Brown, who's been on the hot seat for a while now at West Virginia. So it's clearly, now looking back at it, damn, it's a damn good hire that Gene Taylor now has risen up there, and this is why I don't make the decisions, folks. This is why Gene Taylor was one of the was named the athletic director of sports, something like that, of the calendar year of his decisions made. And obviously, we're waiting on to see what his new latest hire, talking about Jason Mansfield, head coach, new head coach of the K-State volleyball team in the summer. This fall as well. I'm anxious to see how that's going to shake out. Obviously, it's going to take some time. You still have a holdovers from the Susie Fritz era there, but pretty good holdovers, though. So it's going to be really interesting to see how that is, but I'm excited to see what core unfolds for volleyball. But right now, yes, all the momentum and all eyes. Well, I forgot about K-State baseball and all this other stuff. I know K-State baseball coming off that losing 2-3 in Stillwater over the weekend, but K-State still has an opportunity to finish the regular season strong and keep their regional hopes alive. But yeah, just overall, this sports season has been unbelievable with so many iconic moments, and now Chris Klieman getting a reward. I know Alex Aiden is going to be happy about that. I know you got to pay your assistants and whatnot. Look, you get your assistants back. Obviously, between football and men's basketball, I'm just going to throw in women's basketball. Also, the staffs, I think we have one of the better all-around staffs in the country, hands down. I put my staffs up against anybody in the country. Yeah, we're a Big 12 college. But given the fact that we consistently this year match up against one of the better Big 12 teams in the league, you got to say something there. And it starts at the very top, obviously, with President Richard Linton. Shout out, President, on the Pro Project Podcast, Gene Taylor, athletic director. It just trickles all the way down. Like, when you see success, especially in a town like this, Manhattan, the anticipation is only going to grow. And I know we're only in the middle of May, but fall's going to be coming around here pretty quick. Congratulations. I know I'm darting across the board, but congratulations to all that walked across stage this weekend here in Manhattan, getting your diplomas. Congratulations to the graduates here in the spring this year, 2022-23 campaign there as well. Real quick here, put a bow on this huge news today. Like I said, anything news breaks, we're gonna hop right back on here for the podcast. I know I said this before, I'll say it again, a reminder, we're gonna take a step back from the dailies once baseball wraps up, but we're keeping tabs with baseball though. But once that's over, we're gonna take a step back a little bit. But if news breaks like it did today, we're gonna hop on here and talk all about on the Pro Project Podcast, all things K-State. Real quick, Chris Klieman here, 30-20 record so far here at Kansas State, which includes a 10-4 record last season when the Wildcats won the 2022 Big 12 Championship with that field goal by Ty Zentner in a 31-28 overtime thriller over what was then number 3 TCU. It was K-State's third Big 12 title in the first since 2012. That was my final year, 2012-13. That was my last year at K-State, which also ranks up there as one of the better athletic years in K-State history with all three teams. Men's basketball, you have football, and of course baseball, winning the conference title or respective conference championships or conference titles. There it is as well. Here, K-State is 5-3 against teams ranked in the top 10 of the AP poll that since Klieman took over back in 2019. The most victories over top 10 teams by any Big 12 program in that span, a school record 3 of those came this past season in the year 2022. There as well. Chris Klieman, I'm going to end with this. Actually, two more things. Chris Klieman, get him in here on this podcast. Not in here, but with this quote. I am extremely appreciative of Dr. Richard Linton and Gene Taylor for the phenomenal support of our football program, Chris Klieman said. And what we have been able to accomplish in our first 4 years here is due to the culture that our players and Steph have been able to create. I'm excited to continue to lead this football program and put a product on the field each year that can compete at the highest level. We are what we need here at K-State to consistently win at a high level. Administration support, unbelievable facilities, and the best fans in the country. And my family and I are grateful to be a part of Wildcat, of the Wildcat family, end quote, there as well. K-State did it. Just remind people, they ended the Coswell Top 25, ranked 9th in the country. But they finished up ranked 14th in the final AP 25 Top 25 poll, there, which was the highest ranking again since 2012. I always went too far. 2012 as well. But wow, huge. And obviously, you saw four of our guys get drafted. And of course, a couple of free agents signed as well. But obviously, Felix Anudike-Uzomah. With that storyline going to the Kansas City, drafted to the Kansas City Chiefs. There's also big news today as well. Staying on that, a lot went down today. Echo Boydo signed, free agent, signed with the Kansas City Chiefs as well. So, two former K-Staters alumnus now on the defending Super Bowl champion Kansas City Chiefs. So, a big day for the Chiefs, big day for the K-State Wildcats. As well, and let's just throw out Deuce Vaughn, drafted by the Cowboys late. Josh Hayes, drafted by the Buccaneers of Tampa Bay. And second round, Julius Brents getting drafted by the Indianapolis Colts there as well. Just a lot of momentum right now, and you got Will Howard back. Now I lost a train of thought. I am going to be rolling in my bed tonight. I can't think of. Oh yeah, DJ Giddens. That's why I wanted to get out. DJ Giddens. You have All American and Cooper Beebe, Ben Sennett on defense, returning Daniel Green. Surprise of the year, Brendan Mott last year. Hopefully, Kobe Savage will be back by then, and a few other transfers. As well, Austin Moore be back on that defense as well, just to name several. And that's not even including the transfers that you get from the transfer portal as well. Just a big day all around for the university in K-State. Chris Klieman signed that new 8-year deal, keeping him here throughout the 2030 season. He's here to stay, K-State Nation, for sure. And from where this program was in that COVID season, whew, that was bad. this is when this podcast actually started, during that COVID year, I think. Yeah, somewhere in there. Either that or the COVID season. Yeah, the COVID season, this podcast started, and man, oh man, it was rough. It was definitely rough, but now looking back at it now, oh, how sweet it is. And with the new team, even with the new teams coming in here to the Big 12, like a Cincinnati, UCF, BYU, and Houston. Yeah, those are the four teams. I think K-State, they're going to be somebody to deal with in the years to come, especially. I know, obviously, I can go on and on, obviously, but they're going to be one of the powerhouses going forward, especially they can keep on with this culture and putting a solid product on a football field each and every Saturday. So, congratulations to Chris Klieman on the new contract right there. Huge, huge for Kansas State University and K-State football there. Of course, the 2022 Big 12 champs, defending Big 12 champs, going in to the much-anticipated 2023 football season. The Pro Project Podcast, we get it wherever you get your podcast. Most of your first time listening to the pod, welcome on board to the show. You love what you're hearing here tonight or whenever you listen to this podcast. Next thing you do, make sure you hit that subscribe button for the Pro Project Podcast that way. And the alarm bell, so every time we upload new content, either daily or weekly edition of my co-host Alex Aiden, you get it right away. So feel free definitely to check out the latest from last week, including episode 157 of the Pro Project Podcast. We got a special guest this week on the Pro Project Podcast Weekly. You do not want to miss out on that. If everything holds true to form, he will be on this podcast. I can't wait to get him on the show right there. as well. All right, guys, go do it on this big time Monday edition of the Pearl Project Podcast Daily Edition, the PPPD edition. Eddie Greer, go Cats. It's been another edition of the Purple Project Podcast. Go Cats.